Shabbat Shalom. Next week's Parsha, we get the loss of faith of the Israelite people. We have the famous spies and the report that causes 40 years of wandering. But before we get there, in this week's Parsha, we get a story about the loss and I think restoration of Moses' faith. It starts with something very small. In fact, it could even just be called good leadership, but it smacks just a little of not trusting God. We learn that the process of the Israelite people moving through the wilderness is that the Ark of the Covenant is going to lead the way, that God's self, is going to tell people when to leave, show them the path, take them where they need to go, and make sure they're provided for. And yet, we get two or three short verses where Moses says, to his father-in-law, Jethro, could you come with us? Because you know the best places to camp. You know where we'll find the best water. Now, well, you could say this is just hedging your bets and making sure you've got everything covered. It's a large group of people. But God just told Moses that I, God, am going to take care of all of those things. And yet, Moses asks for help. Then, in the next chapter, the people Israel, the people who have been provided with manna, provided with water to drink, provided with all of their needs, say it's not enough. God, we want meat. In Egypt, we had meat. We want meat now. And Moses goes to God. And Moses, who constantly goes before God and defends the people Israel, please don't kill them. Moses, who stands in the breach between the wrath of God and the whining of the people, says to God, what am I going to do with these people? I can't do it anymore. How am I going to find them meat? God's response is twofold. First, God realizes that Moses has it tough if he's not sticking up for the people of Israel and says, let me get you some help. Gather 70 elders and they will help bear the physical burden of hearing me speak. And two, God sends a plague of quail. He says he's going to send so much meat that it's going to come out their noses. It's funny. It's okay. Thank you. We go on a little bit farther. Moses gets the relief about the prophecy. And just when you think perhaps things have finally worked out, the people of Israel have suffered their plague, things have organized themselves properly, Aaron and Miriam, Moses' brother and sister, stand up before the camp and say, Moses, you shouldn't be leader, or at least we should have equal parts in the leadership. Why are you put above us? We too hear prophecy from God. God, of course, as God always does, sticks up for Moses. But Moses says not a word. Moses is silent. He brings them to the temple, to the tabernacle, and they pray before God. And God says, how dare you? You know nothing about my special relationship with Moses. And Miriam gets stricken. She gets a form of white leprosy. And in that moment, Moses calls out and prays to God. El na refanala. Please, God, heal her. At that moment, Moses' faith is finally restored enough that he can pray to God, and God, in true biblical fashion, only sort of answers the prayer. God says, no, I'm not going to heal her. But at that moment, God says, changes the punishment slightly. Instead of her getting leprosy, which could perhaps go on forever and could lead to her being left behind for dead, God says, let her be out of the camp for 7 days. 7 days she'll be separate because she came up and spat on you, Moses, and you are my special leader. 7 days, and then she'll come back. And in that one moment, both Moses' prayer and God's answer, Moses' faith is restored. But what's more, we get a model for our faith. I don't know about all of your experience, but I have never seen a sea split. I've never seen hail come when it's not supposed to. I've never seen darkness that only affected my enemies. The kind of miracles these people saw is not a part of our everyday life. When we pray to God, we don't get nature stopping and bending to our will. When God answers, it's usually through much more confusing means, or through the means where it gives us the strength to perform what needs to be done. God doesn't answer Moses' prayer. God slightly changes it, gives Moses just the strength he needs to go on, gives his sister the punishment that perhaps she deserves, but also lets her back in, also then answers Moses' prayer. So this Shabbat, I wish each of us the faith of Moses, a faith that can be shaken, but that through prayer, through action, through effort, we might be able to find and uncover God's answers to our prayers in this world. Shabbat Shalom.